Appearing on Fox News Sunday, former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain, now a Republican candidate running for president, said he believes American citizens who belong to a certain religious minority group can be denied the right to build places of worship. Specifically, he believes American Muslims can be denied the right to build mosques.
Any community, if they want to ban a mosque,
yes, they have the right to do that.
I think he's stupid. I don't agree with it. He's got to learn the rules.
That's absurd.
For someone, an American, to say something like that, it just makes me sad.
And someone who's running for president of the United States.
Yeah.
Cain justifies his opinion, saying they do not amount to religious discrimination because Muslims are trying to inject Sharia law into the United States. Cain argues that Islam is both a religion and a set of laws, and that's the difference between Islam and other practiced religions in the U.S.
The right-wing talking point is that somehow Islam isn't a real faith, so it doesn't deserve constitutional protections. That kind of bizarre interpretation of the Constitution just won't fly, but it's being spread on a daily basis.
The Council on American Islamic Relations says not only are Mr. Cain's remarks unconstitutional, but they're un-American. Cain says protests and legal challenges to a planned mosque in a Tennessee city are an example of local residents pushing back.
No one's seeking to introduce in Sharia anywhere. No one's even talking about it. But if you listen to these right-wing extremists, Muslims are on the verge of overthrowing America and installing Sharia law. It would be laughable if it wasn't so dangerous.
Hooper says discrimination and prejudice against Muslim Americans is growing in the United States. He is calling on Republican leaders to repudiate Cain's comments before it fans the flames of anti-Muslim bigotry nationwide. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.